Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and I trust that you all will So I want to get my quick commercial out of the way. As you know, I don't spend a great deal of time doing my commercial. Go to my website. You can check it out, drjessewalker.com. Once again, just go to my website, check it out, drjessewalker.com, and you'll find information about my show topics. You'll find archive shows. You'll find my new company, Dr. Jesse Walker Senior Vice. It's for Virtual International Center for Character Education. So just go there. You can check it out. You'll find my book there, After the Passion, Now What? So there's a lot of stuff going on. Just go to that website, drjessewalker.com. All right, we'll move right on from there. Let me, because we've got a rather lengthy show tonight, let me, without any delay, go right to my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. She is the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, and she's going to come on in and give us her commercial. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
Hello, Dr. Walker. Are you able to hear me okay?
I am able to hear you okay. A little echo, but I think we can manage.
Okay, I've had some work done on my phone today, so calling into the show may be a little bit of a challenge. We'll try one other thing here to make an adjustment.
Okay, that
sounds
good.
Are you able to hear
good.
Me now a little bit better?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, but I think you're coming across clearly. So why don't we go ahead and give them your commercial, and perhaps the technical difficulty can become corrected as we proceed.
All right. Well, as you talked about, I'm the author of a couple of books, Falling in Love with Me and Dying to Wake Up. And to see those particular books and see how you can get access to them, you can just go to my website, which is fosteringleaders.org. That's fosteringleaders.org. But I'd like to share something very exciting that you and I have spoken about in recent days, and just want to talk about an upcoming premiere. Would you like me to go ahead and share that?
Yes, yes, that very exciting news that we have talked about. Go ahead.
Yes, I am going to be launching a radio show. I'm still going to be with you, Dr. Walker, so I want the audience to know that I'm not going anywhere. On Tuesdays, I still will be with you. But on Monday evenings at 9, starting on March the 21st, we'll be launching a show called Two Sips and Conversation. Many of you may be following my blog or Facebook page already and have heard the buzz about it. I am extremely excited about this at premiere, and I feel very strongly that it will provide a forum of great discussion. I've certainly had a great mentor in you, Dr. Walker, so I thank you. Yes,
we'll be
talking more about it on upcoming shows. It actually, as I'm looking at the calendar, it's in 2 weeks, a little over two Mondays from now. We'll be talking about two sips in conversation. And just to give you a quick synopsis, it's going to be a forum where people can maturely discuss the topics of relationships and sexuality, but very tastefully. So for the grown and sexy, the sassy and classy. If you'd like to find out more, just simply visit my Facebook page, Audrey B. Life Coach, or you can go to Two Sips, it's spelled T-W-O-S-I-P-S, in conversation on Facebook. I certainly look forward to launching the show.
All right, excellent. What time, Ms. Blake, is your show going to be aired?
It will air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which, you know, translates into 6 o'clock Pacific Time and all the other time zones you can adjust. But 9 o'clock p.m., I don't know if I said a.m., 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, that sounds excellent. We're so happy to know that you are moving on up, as the Jeffersons would say. So I'm very excited. I am very excited, and I hope sometime that you certainly give me an opportunity to be a guest on your show. I would love to do that.
Oh, definitely. There's a standing invitation. In fact, early on, we're going to have you on the show. We'll get you booked for that. Definitely, this show is geared toward women and giving women a forum to talk about love and sexuality very openly and tastefully, I keep saying. And we definitely will have a section called the male counterpart. And so we will have various male guests on the show. And definitely we want to have you early on.
Okay, well, great. I certainly look forward to that. And one of the good news that you mentioned, of many of which you did mention, but I'm excited to know that you'll still be with me. And I know the day will come when all good things must come to an end, so I'm already aware of that. But I do know that even though you will probably eventually move on, I know that as long as, you know, I'm able to do anything to help you to progress your career in that area of radio or anything else, I'm very excited about that. All right.
Well,
Dr.
Walker,
Just before you go,
I just want to say definitely we will stay connected. God let our paths intersect. You and I were both doing a seminar for singles, and I'm sure that we'll continue to work together in various capacities. And, of course, I'm still doing your co-hosting your show in the meantime.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. I love that. You know, if I always figure that if the celebrities out there can multitask and take on different projects and assignments, we ordinary people of extraordinary means can do the same thing. So I know that it's going to turn out to be a very good show. I'm excited for you. I really am. All right, let's get right to tonight's broadcast. We're going to ask all of our listeners that have already touched press one to tune in. We're going to ask all of you all to just stay with us just momentarily as we begin to read tonight's story. Tonight's topic is, should you stay in a relationship of which you are really not in love? Should you stay in a relationship of which you are not really in love? All right, and this is only part one. Our characters in tonight's broadcast are Opal, and Paul. Now, Opal and Paul have been dating. They've only been dating. They're not married for just over 2 years. Initially, Opal thought that she was in love with Paul, especially after her divorce, after 8 years of marriage. Opal started dating Paul, who happens to be a coworker, 3 months after her divorce. Recently, Opal began to realize that she's not really in love with Paul, even though he's a great guy and he even wants to marry her. The challenge is, Opal does not want to break his heart, but at the same time, she really wants to move on with her life. Opal has 2 young children from her previous marriage. She also has a great deal in common with Paul, but is just not in love with him. The chemistry is just not there. The question that I start out with tonight, Opal seems to be worried about breaking his heart. Don't you think she should be more concerned about her own heart? Ms. Blake, we start with you first and foremost. What do you think?
I'm sorry, Dr. Walker, I had muted you, keep it quiet. I think that she needs to look at her heart. It's always important to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, you can't help anybody else.
Right, 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 right. And that's how I definitely look at it that very way, that you definitely have to take care of yourself. So the question becomes, she needs to really, really kind of focus in on her own heart. And how might she do that? I mean, what should she do? I mean, I agree with you. If you don't focus in on your own heart, then what else are you going to do? You're just going to drag this guy along? They've already been dating for now just over 2 years. And he jumped right in there after a divorce. She didn't waste any time herself.
Right. And that's always dangerous. I mean, people do it all the time. You know, I've done it before. But it's not really healthy, because we talk about this a lot on the show, that you have to take some time to heal and really to get to know you and kind of analyze, you know, what went wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's different.
Okay, all right. Let's go to some of our callers. Let's start out first with 850-212. Looks like Tallahassee, 850-212. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Okay.
All right, who do we have this evening? And welcome. Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. You have to excuse the noise. I'm at work, and I'm trying to be on the show, but I'm at work, so you might hear some people in the back.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Thank you for tuning in. And give us your name.
Tony.
Okay, Tony, thank you for joining us. Tony, what do you think? I mean, here's a lady that's got with her coworker three months after her divorce, and she's not really with the guy. What do you think?
I think that she basically was probably, because of what she was going through the divorce and being vulnerable at the time, and based on what they were dealing with while they were going through their divorce, she probably needed a friend at that particular time. And he stepped right in at that time. But actually, needing a friend doesn't necessarily mean that you fall in love with someone. Basically, she just needed somebody there to comfort her and get through what she was going through. And a lot of men, in my opinion, fall short by falling in love so quickly, when actually the woman is just needing a friend. And so under those circumstances, it becomes hard for the guy, because he wants more out of the relationship that she's willing to give at the time. And he should be smart enough to realize anybody that's just coming out of a relationship is not quickly going to fall in love with someone right away. If they do, that's just a temporary fix because of what she's feeling at that particular time. That's just my
opinion. Well, I agree with you. I certainly agree with you, because, and I think it's not just men. I think that it's women as well. Anyone who jumped right out of a relationship and without giving themselves the proper time to purge from that broken relationship, I think what they're doing is they're hurting themselves, and eventually they wake up. It can take years. It can take years. You know, especially when you've been in love with someone and now someone comes along to be that listening ear, it can take years. So, Tony, we're going to ask you to stand by, and we appreciate your call and your comments. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go now to 843. You are live, 843-601. And who do we have on the air with us this evening? And welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Ms. Blake. This is Montague Brantley. How are you feeling this evening?
Okay, Mr. Montague, thank you for joining
us
this evening. Yes, really great. Thank you. Give me your thoughts on that. I mean, here it is, Opal and Paul. Should Opal really stay there?
That's a good question. She's probably 9 out of 10 times not going to stay there anyway. They have a thing called a rebound relationship. That's the first relationship you're in after the demise of the one that you were in. That never works out. That always fails. you may gain a good friend, a good confidant, but you're not going to gain a new love, romantic lover for longevity. It just doesn't happen that way. And if she's worried about breaking his heart, then she already knows she has done too much to let him the possibility. So she needs to go ahead and set him straight and say, look, you're great, you're kind, you're whatever, but I'm not in for the long haul. I'm not in for a long-term loving relationship. I just needed a friend, and go from there and see if he can handle that and keep rolling. But as far as her heart concerned, it's already broken from the last relationship. It hadn't mended yet, so she doesn't need to try to do any heart decisions until she heals.
And, you know, Munchie, that is so interesting because people don't realize that. When you're broken from a relationship, it is very important for you to give yourself some time to heal. It's just like having an illness. And if you jump back out there and you jump right into work quickly enough, you can have a recess, and you can end up going right back out there and hurting yourself because you went out there too fast. So you need a relapse, rather. You can hurt yourself and not even be aware of that. So relationships are no different. In this case, so many people, men and women, they get into these rebound situations, and then eventually, I agree with you, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to realize that, you know what? I'm not really in love with this person. I thought I was, but they really didn't give me enough time. I didn't take enough time. Let's go back to Ms. Blake just for a second. Ms. Blake, let me ask you this question. Why is it that some people, they're not as comfortable with themselves or being by themselves after they've come off of a breakup?
Well, there are various reasons. Sometimes people just haven't, they don't like to deal with themselves. When you are alone, you have to deal with you. And, you know, I talk about my book, Falling in Love with Me. When you're not comfortable with you, fully comfortable, or you don't want to deal with you, then you make an effort to, you know, be in relationships, run around fixing everybody else. Those are signs that you don't really want to deal with you. Sometimes they're signs. And the other thing is some people just think they have to have somebody. I mean, we all want companionship, but you also, it's important to know thyself.
Yeah, and that is so important because a lot of times people, they tend to forget that, you know what, they were born by themselves, and I think we're social beings. We're meant to be with someone, but it's got to be under the right circumstances. And you all have often heard me say over the airwaves that the institution of marriage is of God. I believe that. The institution of marriage is of God, but not every marriage is of God. And that's what and that's, of course, my own personal views on that. Let's go back to Tony just for a second. Then we're going to go to 954-22, looks like 226. Tony, give us your thought. Do you think that you're dragging someone along, you know, dragging somebody along, do you think that that's a good thing as the case here with Opal and Paul?
No, I don't think that's a good thing. I said because emotions are involved. And people get hurt under the circumstances. Like I agree with the last speaker, a lot of times you rush into stuff and it's not something that you really want. You think that you want it, but it's not really what you want. And when you begin to get over it, if that person is there for you to help you get over that, you wake up that one day and all of a sudden you realize, what am I doing? This is not who I want to be with. But that person has been there for you, so it become more difficult in a sense where it can be painful to each party, especially the person who's there for you, because that's the one who came along who really likes you and you don't really like him. So it could be a painful thing for that individual.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate your comment. And I can't agree more. That is how these things happen. I mean, we just jump out there, that person's been there for her, and she feels, oh, he's really nice or she's really nice, and they must really care about her, and then you start spending time together and those feelings start to come there. But those are superficial feelings, and people don't realize that. Let's go to 954-226. Welcome to the show, and who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, give us your thoughts on that. And if you're just joining us, we're going to recap it in just a moment. We're going to recap it in just – let's go ahead and recap now, but let's hear Rose's comments first. We're going to ask Rose to comment about, I mean, how dangerous could it be for somebody to jump into a rebound situation?
You know, I have to agree with the callers that I've heard, you know, and you also, Dr. Walker. I mean, I think that's a very dangerous position you put yourself in when you leave one relationship and jump into another one before you have a feeling, you know. Yes, I think sometimes people do that because when they are heartbroken, they are feeling lonely, and they need or they think they need someone else to kind of soothe that feeling. And so they get into another relationship, think that this will make them feel better. And it does initially, you know, they fill that void that they were missing with the person that they just lost. But after a while, like so many people said, after a while they will wake up and they will realize that this wasn't true love. This was only to get me or that person past that particular hurdle that they had at that particular moment. And it's so sad that they both now will be hurt because the person who was there in the process when this person needed someone, that person more than likely is in love with the person he or she has. But the rebound person now realized that he or she is not in love. It was just infatuation or something to get him or her across that hurdle, you know. And now that person is going to have to hurt someone. And, I you know, it's just not fair. And so people kind of need to think very hard and very seriously before they jump into a new relationship. They got to think about not just about themselves, because, yes, they're getting what they need at the time to comfort them, but what about that other person's feelings? When you're all better now and you no longer need that person, you know, it's not fair. I think it's just a dangerous situation.
Well, thank you for those comments, Rose. I agree with you. It is dangerous. And just like you're saying, and others have said over the air, Ms. Blake, we're going to come to you in a moment, just after we reiterate tonight's broadcast. You know, those people somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody's going to be hurt. And it's important that you tell a person really up front. But the problem is not everybody's going to be truthful. All right, we're going to take another call. It looks like New York number 917-399. But let's go to Ms. Blake first. But before we go to Ms. Blake, let me just reiterate tonight's story. If you're just joining us, welcome, first of all, to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Tonight's characters are Opal and Paul. This is a couple that's been dating for just over 2 years. Initially, Opal thought that she was in love with Paul, especially after her divorce, which was, you know, 8 years of marriage. She's dating Paul, who happens to be a coworker. You know how people find these people on their jobs, and, you know, you start, like Tony said, you start having that empathetic or sympathetic ear, and the empathetic ear, and all of a sudden now these people are there, and it seems like they care. They're paying some attention to me, and they must really be concerned about me. And so before you know it, little by little, people just started to go on with these things. And before you know it, people are just actually start dating. They become an item. And so here it is with the case with Opal and Paul. And recently, however, Opal began to realize that she's not really in love with Paul, even though he turns out to be a great guy, and he even wants to marry her. And now the challenge for her, Opal, is she doesn't want to break his heart. And at the same time, she really wants to move on with her life. And that's where we are now. They have things in common. Opal has 2 children from her previous marriage. So if you're just joining us, those are the facts in our story that's been presented tonight. So let's go now to Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, I mean, here it is, and you're getting ready to start your own show March 21st at 9 p.m. And just tell me, what if that question were posed to you, should you stay in a relationship of which you're not really in love? If someone called you on that show, what would you say?
Well, you know, first of all, why would you stay in a relationship of that when you're not really in love? Unless you need to look at what your motivation is. Now, I've heard people.
Well, you don't want to hurt the person's feelings. You don't want to hurt their feelings. That's what Opal is saying here.
Well, again, if that's all it's about, no, you need to go. That's just, why waste your time? You're shortchanging yourself and that person. Now, I will say, Dr. Walker, you know, because one of the things I like about the balance we bring in co-hosting the show is, you know, I come from a perspective of dating. I've been dating for, I can't even count anymore since I've been divorced over 10 years. But the thing is, when two people are grown, okay, and I'm a brain, I'm taking gloves off early on, okay? People are grown. We're talking about grown folks, not kids, not teenagers, grown folks. So if two people are in a quote-unquote relationship, interaction, and that one person has made it clear to the other person, you know, this is the deal. I ain't trying to be in nothing too deep right now. I'm having fun with you. This is cool. You down for that? Cool. I just got out of something. I ain't trying to make it deep. The other person, they sign on to that, catch. They start feeling like, oh, I'm in love. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm talking. It's easier said than done, but I'm just giving you the facts out there. Okay, because that's why, you know, I keep it so real. Now, is that fair to the other person who fell in love? No. But was that other person going in blindly? Now, the question I really have about this situation, though, did she make that plain to him in the beginning?
Or
did
that's
she
always
give him that word that guys have told me in Atlanta, my friends that I talk to, they say, Women do something to men that they don't realize they do sometimes when they talk to them. I said, what's that? They give them hope. Did she give him hope?
Okay, there's a good likelihood that she did. All right, the phone lines are open. If you want to chime in, you have a comment, a brief comment, or you just want to say anything about the show tonight, you can certainly press 1 on your dial, and we can certainly bring you in at any point in time. Let's go to 78654. Looks like perhaps a Broward number, maybe. All right, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. And who do we have with us this evening?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, thank you for joining us. Michelle, what's your take on all of this? I mean, many of us have said several different things, and, you know, we're not sure. We're just giving our opinions here. Share some wisdom with us, Michelle, if you've got any over there to share with us.
Well, I agree along the lines with what Ms. Blake just said. And to be honest with you, when you're starting a relationship, a lot of times people do share. You know, usually when you meet someone, if you have broken up, it's pretty normal for someone to say, you know, I just recently broke up with someone and so forth. And being two adults, you know, grown people, we are talking about adults.
Right.
You know if someone just got out of something that was very serious, and some people don't care. They are persistent and they pursue because they want what they want. And they're gonna make this person, they're gonna break this person down and make this person be with them. And then at the end of the day, when they get their feelings hurt, they kind of cry wolf. But I don't buy that because we all know what it is. You know, if I get into a relationship with a guy who just got out of a 10-year marriage, like, is that the person? Do I really want to be the first person that he dates after he gets out of that marriage? Absolutely not, because you know that that's the rebound person. But people want what they want. Their feelings get involved, and they kind of overlook all of the warning signs that are there. So in the end, you have to take responsibility for your own feelings, and you can't, you know, leave other people to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. So you have to think about what you're doing.
All right, Money, please stand by. Money, we're going to bring you in just a second. Let me go to and ask Michelle this question. What about the person who, you know, I heard what you said that, you know, do you want to get involved with this guy who's had 10 years of marriage, and do you want to be the first person? But what if you feel that you're ready and you've had some hard times out here, Michelle, with guys? I mean, you just haven't had that good a time. And this guy works on your job, and you know he's a good guy. You know that he was good to his wife. Guess what happened? The wife turned out to be, you know, an idiot, and he divorced her. I mean, she divorced him, and now he's a good man. Do you want to miss that opportunity, Michelle?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to think about that. You're gambling. You're taking a gamble because it can turn out the way you want it, but on the other hand, it may not. But I'm just saying at the end of the day, if I decided that, yeah, I'm going to take the chance and I'm going to go into this relationship because this is a decent guy, and like you said, I don't want to miss my shot, you know,
right.
In the end, if it doesn't turn out the way that I wanted it to, I can't, you know, blame the other person and say, oh, you know, it was their fault and why did they do this to me? You have a responsibility for thinking things through and taking care of your own feelings. You have to love yourself and take care of yourself and make the best decisions for yourself.
Okay, so it's a risk factor. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Yeah,
just
it's a risk.
Michelle. We're going to go to New York just for a second. We're going to go to 917-399. Thank you for joining us. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And who do we have on the air?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us. Angela, I mean, I've heard a number of people say different things out here, and I'm getting concerned now because, I mean, here it is. You've got different people. Michelle just mentioned that, you know, it's a risk that you're going to take to jump into a relationship with someone who's just come out of a 10-year marriage, and you don't want to miss your chance. You don't want to miss your shot when you know, the shots haven't been coming along as often or regularly. What do you do, Angela? I mean, do you just let this guy get away and then all of a sudden your girlfriend starts to date him and then you find out he was a good catch?
I don't know. I kind of agree with what Ms. Blake was saying, but then I just think people don't take the time out to get to know one another, or they do take the time to get to know each other, but they don't be upfront about what they want. Like, you'll have some people, you can be with them for 2 years and you'll be okay with going to the movies with them, hanging out with them, and doing fun things with them. But after a while, I feel as though the woman always wants more sooner than what the man does. So that should be discussed in the beginning of the relationship. Okay, well, we need some time frames because you need to know how long it's going to take to get to this point and how long we're going to date at this stage. Some people may not want to get married, and you need to know that up front so you don't waste your time with that person, even though you're a match. So a lot of us aren't, I think a lot of adults aren't just being straight up with each other and telling them, okay, I don't want to have kids. I don't want to ever get married, you know?
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. So, Ms. Blake, let me let you respond to that, and then, Monty, we're going to bring you in. Tony, we're going to come back to you in a second. Rose will bring you in as well, along with Michelle. Go ahead, Ms. Blake. What are your response to any of this?
Absolutely, I agree with what's being said. You know, because it's easy for us to give, and that's not I'm not trying to down. People have different opinions on this. But again, we're adults, and I love what I believe it was Angela said and our last caller, that we need to stop being honest. That's part of our issue. We're not honest. And the other thing is we don't have the conversation. You know, you need to define things as you're getting to know each other, and you might be feeling that person. Then, you know, I've done it in my situation. What is this? Where are we going? You tell me what I want. I mean, what you want. Let me tell you if I can get that to you.
Okay. That's very interesting as well, and I agree with that. You talk about honesty, though, and, you know, I had a concern with that because I just don't think people initially are going to be honest in the initial start of relationships because they tend to, and I think Michelle may have said and others have said it also tonight, people want what they want. And so if it's anything that's going to go anti against that other person, what they're saying, especially when that person might be vulnerable but yet considered to be a good catch, then people will probably tend to, okay, I know that he doesn't like that. I'm glad to not say that. Or I know that she wouldn't care for me to say this. So I better refrain from saying that when I know that that's how I am also which is what she presented about the other guy or the man she broke up with or the woman that he broke up with. And so they're trying to reserve who they really are. So there's that question of honesty. Let me go to Monty. Monty, what do you think about all of this?
Doc, this is what I think. And I don't have a whole lot of written proof to back it up. Most of mine is experiential. But people are motivated by two things and two things only, in my opinion. They're motivated by fear or they're motivated by pleasure. So when you're in a relationship, in one that you're describing tonight, you need to figure out who is motivated by what, if possible. You know that she broke up with somebody and she's hurt and she's vulnerable, feeling a little lower self-esteem than normal and wants some comfort. She is probably motivated by pleasure. She's seeking to get something to make her feel good. Now, after a while and looking at what's going on, the other motivation kicks in, fear, because I don't want to be with him. I'm not in love with him. I'm going to hurt him. And you got all these things going on. So what you really need to sit down when you're making a decision is, what is motivating me? Is this pleasure or is this fear? Am I moving towards something because I'm afraid of something else, or am I moving towards something because I think it's going to give me some pleasure? And if people take the time to reason in themselves, to thine own self be true, they can make better decisions and operate better and nip some things in the bud and not let them get away.
Okay, that's an interesting perspective. Well, let's just stick with that just for a second. Oh, my goodness, we're 20 minutes outside. The producers are already starting to threaten me. And so let me just say this here. Let's pose this to Rose. Monty talks about fear and pleasure, you know, people's motivation for one of these areas. Now, I'm thinking, and one of our callers said it earlier, that people want what they want. And yet, if they're moving towards the fear of losing someone, and the pleasure of having someone, so I don't miss this opportunity, I mean, that window there, couldn't it be contradictive or confusing, Rose? I mean, you're either fearful of taking the risk. He just got out of a 10-year marriage. You know, do I want to be the first? Or, darn it, this guy is so good. Excuse me, he's so good. You know, I'd like this to be my pleasure moment to have him. And then it would hate me to know that my girlfriend got him when I missed that window of opportunity because of fear. What do you think?
Okay, I'm not sure if I follow. I do understand what the gentleman just posed, and I somewhat agree, you know, to an extent. I agree. I could see that where it's either fear or pleasure. Now, but when we're talking about someone on a rebound, and of course I agree that they need to sit and really think about what exactly it is that they want. It's just that I don't think they actually do that. You know, I think at the time they just want what they want, and they don't stop to think, which is not too wise, at least not wise at all. But as humans, mostly that's what we do. You might have the exceptions, but mostly we just want what we want at that particular time. And we don't stop to think about the future and how it's going to affect us in a negative way. The decision we're making today, had more of us do that, you would have, you know, the world would be a better place. But I don't think we actually do that.
Oh, absolutely not. Let's bring Tony back in just for a second, and then we're going to start taking some of the comments. Tony, give us your thought. I mean, you know, I mean, just the bottom line. Should a person stay in a relationship where they're not really in love, even if there's a great deal of compatibility?
I feel, personally, I feel that they should be honest with each other up front. She should explain to him what she's looking for and what she don't want. That way it's not misleading misleading him into wanting to do anything, get involved seriously if she's not really feeling that. Because I'm gonna go all the way back to the beginning. Usually when people go through what they go through, like she broke up from a marriage or whatnot, most of the time you gotta take in consideration that significant other, he's still in the picture. 2 years is not enough time for somebody to get over someone right away. So he's still in her ear, even if they broke up.
And then the new guy comes in and is trying to console her to be there for as a friend. She's being confused in most cases because a significant other is still around, hanging around, until she really gets serious about moving away from him. So, you know, it's hard. It's very hard to say because each individual is different. But for the most part, I can only say for myself, I would personally be careful about getting involved with someone like that because especially if she's still in her heart is still there with this guy. And you never know. And then you start having feelings, and all of a sudden you get hurt in the process. And usually that's usually the case because that guy is not, even though they broke up, he's still in the picture for a while until she gets serious enough to pull away for good. That's just my opinion.
And Dr. Walker?
You still on?
Not sure what's going on, but I was just going to say to Dr. Walker that basically, you know, that in our last call, I definitely respect what you said. Not always the case. Like you said, everybody is different. Sometimes people get over people really quickly, and that person's not in the picture because the question becomes, were you even in love with that person in the first place? I'm not sure if we're having some technical difficulty or not. Do we have other callers on the line?
Okay, Ms. Blake, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that. You're so right. That and the last caller, Tony, was definitely that was definitely the case where, you know, we got people that they're not being honest, and there's that word again. In fact, let me go to the phone to the comment section now. The producer letting me know. Go to the comment sections, and we're going to bring something up. Angela, we're going to give you the first comment, then we're going to go to Michelle, and then we'll bring Rose in, as a matter of fact. The first comment that's sent in, this female writes in, she says, excuse me, I believe it's true that a lot of people camouflage their relationship just to have a companion for their own convenience. Angela, do you think that that's true, that's the case? That they camouflage just to have somebody for their own convenience?
No, I don't agree with that, Dr. Walker. I truly believe that people should be upfront with one another. That way we don't waste too much time with each other involved in a relationship that we don't want. I personally think that men play around. They always put the blaming game on women with their baggage, but men have baggage too. What about those men who come from broken homes that didn't grow up with their fathers and they don't know how to be a man, and also their mama spoiled them? So I'm not here to babysit no man. I'm not here to teach him things that he wasn't taught growing up, but I think people need to come in a relationship being honest with each other, and we need to have a conversation about things up front. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have children? But those things can change after being with a person 5 and 10 years down the line. Most people want to have kids, then they find out, nah, after babysitting other people's kids, I don't think I want to do the kid thing. So you have to have those conversations up front.
Okay, I think that is very important. As a matter of fact, you touched on something that's upcoming, one of our shows. Would you date or marry a mama's boy, part two? We're going to be having that show coming up very soon. And while we're on it, producers are letting me know some of our other upcoming shows. How difficult is it? This is another show topic. How difficult is it to be honest in the initial stages of a potential relationship? That will be followed by another show. How do you mend a broken heart? Part two of that one. We've done that one some time ago. And then another show, when is it known that you have crossed the line and commenced into a relationship? In other words, when did you cross the line without intentions of being in a relationship and thus create a relationship? It's probably when you kiss or start having that intimate, getting intimately involved. But anyway, we'll save that for the show. Ms. Blake, we're going to bring you in, and then we're going to go and give the next comment to Michelle. Ms. Blake, let's go with you right now. You got any comment that you want to bring in at this point in time?
No, not quite. I know before the show is over, I'd like to reiterate an announcement I made earlier, but our conversation's flowing, so let's hear our other comments.
We are certainly going to go ahead and do that. We're going to send this one out to Michelle. This comment comes in. His mail writes in. He says, I think the sooner you let someone know how you really feel, if you're not in love with them, the better it is for the other person to deal with it. How true is that, Michelle? Is that important? I mean, you might not realize it until 5 years later. I mean, is it that important to let them know sooner?
Yeah, I mean, if the trajectory of your relationship is such that you are acting out a serious relationship, you're always together, you spend a lot of time together, you know, everyone knows you guys as a couple, you know, I think that, you know, your behavior would be misleading if you wait that long. Of course, the sooner the better. I think that the problem is that people don't have, like Ms. Blake and others have said, these conversations up front, and they do not talk about a lot of different things, and I think that's what breaks up relationships and marriages, because you don't find things out until down the line. And I think if more people would have conversations up front and find out, you know, the things that they have in common, and they're on the same path, life path, then, you know, there'll be less breakups.
All right, that's an interesting perspective.
Being honest is key, though.
Okay, and that's what we're going to come up with, this other caller that's come in. I'm sorry, another comment that's come in. And this female writes in, and Rose, we're going to send this one to you. Speaking about honesty, she says, are there really any honest people out there? That's what she wants to know. Rose, are there?
I want to believe so. You know, I do. I think you might have some. It's sad that I think most people might not be totally honest going into a relationship, especially someone who is desperately who's desperate for a relationship. You find that that person might not be totally honest because they don't want to lose the person that they're trying to get. I do believe, however, that, you know, you need to put everything on the table before you even begin a relationship, at least when you start out the first couple of dates, you know, find out as much as you can about each other to know if that's something you want to get into. And sometimes it's better if you're friends first before you actually go in that deep relationship.
You know, I got to take the gloves off, Ms. Blake. I really got to take the gloves off.
Yeah,
you know, this is brass knuckles now. And because, you know, I think that there, by far, there are very few people that are really, truly honest out there when it comes to the initial stages of a potential relationship. Because I just think that there, because people are, for the wrong reasons, perhaps, people get into relationships, and this is just my humble opinion, because they want, and many of you all have said it tonight, people want what they want at the time that they want it. And they will do probably everything beyond reason. We say within reason, but sometimes beyond reason, to conquer that until they get there. And I think Tony said it earlier, until they get there and they realize, you know what, this is not what I really thought I wanted. But now, you know, you wait so long that somebody's going to get hurt. And you're not going to be able to avoid that either way. Let's go with Ms. Blake. What do you think about that? Then, Tony, we're going to bring you in.
I got to talk about this, Dr. Walker, because I think it depends on the individual, you know. You do have some people who are just, they just keep it real, you know. You know, so I guess it's a difference in dating in your 20s versus dating in your 40s and 50s and older. It's just different. I mean, I can personally say that, you know, and I don't want to disclose too much of my life, but in my current relationship, we were completely honest. You know, now, that again, that whole thing of whether one person accepts what's being said fully or not. But, yeah, there are people out there who just, you know, here it is. You know, this is who I am. You know, love it or leave it, you know. And
okay.
I think it makes a difference.
I believe so, too. But I got to keep it real. Let me jump over to Angela just for a second. Angela, I got to ask this question because I mean, I'm fired up right now, and this is just my humble opinion. All right, Angela, let's take a scenario here. The guy takes the girl out, and now they've been going out. He's been spending money on it. They've gone out at least twice a week, and now is into the fourth week, and he's kind of feeling, like, romantic, and he wants to make love to her. They've gone out about, you know, twice a week for about 4 weeks now. And so he's spent, you know, money. He's wined and dined her. And she's like, well, I'm not ready now. Let's keep it real. All right, and this guy's like, how much longer, Angela? And she's trying to pretend like she's the good girl. And I'm not trying to hurt any ladies out there because I believe all the girls are good. If you believe that one, never mind, that's another show.
Conversation, Dr. Walker.
And all the boys are bad, of course, and if you believe that one, that's another show. So let me ask you, Angela, come on now. She's trying to pretend so he can take her to meet his mama. Come on, Angela. Is she for real?
Why wasn't he up front with that in the beginning before he wanted and Donna for the first 4 weeks?
How many men are really going to come up front and say, girl, you know I want it, okay? And Miss Blake, I know you're going to be having that on your show. Angela, I want this question, you know, come on now. You know that's what he wants. That's the prize. But come on now, why is she faking it, Angela?
Because he wasn't up front. He should have just, if he knew that was the type of chick he was taking out, then my thing is he should have just told up front and get go. You know,
no.
I want to have sex with you. I want to make out with you. I want to make love
no.
to you. Instead of
no.
saying it, we should wine
yeah.
and dine with him. I'm going to go wine and dine with him.
Money, we're going to bring you in just a second. Let's bring you in now. Then we're going to go to Tony and then Michelle Rose also. Go ahead, Money.
I've been a player, and I rejected all that, and then I've been out here nice. The quickest way, never to get none, unless you're fixing to pay for it, is say, baby, I want you in my bed. You ain't getting nothing.
Absolutely.
Right. No, that woman
is going
to run
far. He's talking about a woman who knows what's up. He's talking about a woman that she knows that he's not taking her home to his mama. So it depends on the type of person you're talking to.
Look, I'm talking about real men, all men.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few little places along the way it changes, but every man, when he's looking at a woman, if he isn't already taken, is thinking, yeah, I want that. And if he's taken,
exactly.
his mind also, yeah, I want that too.
So then he should
exactly.
wait after the 4 weeks and get what he wants.
Yep. But then he's okay, let me bring Tony
Listen,
in.
I want the beans. I want the shrimp.
Let's bring Tony in. Tony, come on. Are there camouflages in here? The question is, are there any honest people really out there?
I think it's a few. I don't think many, but I think it's a few. In most cases.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tony. I agree with you.
I think it's a few. It's not many, though, but in most cases, most men, and I was listening to the other callers, and just to be, you know, piggyback on some of them, a lot of these guys today, in this day and age, they're going out spending all they can just to get what they want. And
right.
because most men know that if you can't come clean with the funds, you're not going to go far as
right.
like most women say, not most women, but some women say, you got to pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, It is what it is, and like I said, I'm sitting here with a knife in my throat, so there's only so much I can say. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
I understand. We appreciate that. His wife's probably sitting there next to him with a knife at his throat. I understand. Tony, don't do anything to incriminate yourself. All of the calls I tell them around the world, don't do anything to hurt yourself because I don't want to hear that anybody got hurt. By listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show or by commenting. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Michelle right now. And Michelle, you mentioned earlier about honesty. The key is honesty. Come on now. We're keeping it real here, Michelle. They not just, excuse my bad language, ain't nobody hollering honest, okay? I'm giving you the ghetto version, okay? Do we have Michelle?
She may or may not.
Okay.
Dr. Walker.
Oh, wait a minute. Now we do. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay.
Give us your thoughts.
I agree with the caller, what he just said. I think there's very few people that are really upfront and honest. People pretty much nowadays do what they want to do, and, you know, they're all out for me. There's not very many people who go into relationships, you know, being cognizant of the other person's feelings or taking that into consideration or really being upfront with what they want. And I don't know. I think that's why there's such a high divorce rate and everything, because people are not honest and people are not having these conversations.
Dr. Walker, can I say something? Yeah, go ahead, Angie, quickly. We're running out of time here. I'm a married woman.
I've been married for 22 years, and I've been out to the clubs and watched these vultures at the bars or at the clubs. But I've always been up front with the people that I talk to, and it never stops me from having a good time. Yes, I'm married. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm happily married, because that's a question that they ask you. Are you happily married? Yes. But I'm here to have conversations and have a good time. And if you're willing to do that too, we can enjoy our night together. But I'm not going home mm-hmm. with you, and you're not going home with me. Right. So there are people who can do it. I'm sorry, these people aren't finding those people, but me personally, I'm up front. So mm-hmm. and that's my motto.
Okay, what about when they make you laugh? Angela, when they make you laugh, do you give them your phone number because it was a nice conversation, even though you're married?
Man, no. I never give them the phone number. And if they ask, I will write someone else's phone number down.
That's a taxi cab.
But no, I've never had them ask me for my number because they knew that I was up front with them.
And now you're getting that woman in trouble because now they dial somebody else's, a random number that you gave them, and the husband asks for him and says, can I speak to...
Not my problem.
Right.
Well, he did say wrong number.
Wrong number. All right, let's go. And then now you're planting a seed in that man's mind. The guy is planting a seed in that man's mind. Did he really dial the wrong number, or was he really trying to grab my wife? And now he got headaches. But let's go to Rose real quick. Rose's comment, we are out of time. This comment is... This man says, I think the problem is that people are not fully honest, as you all have been saying tonight, about their true feelings, which causes more problems. What are some of the problems, Rosa, that could possibly cause just because people are not honest?
Well, I suppose one of the things that could happen is later on, if they get into a relationship, and later on, one found out that somebody did something that they didn't tell up front, you know, that could cause an issue in the marriage if by now they're married, you know. So, yes, I think it's very important to be honest. Now, I just wanted to comment on something about the four dates or the twice a week going on a date, 4 weeks, and now the guy expects the lady to sleep with him. My thing with that is listen, because you buy me dinner does not mean that you're entitled to sleep with me, okay?
Right.
So
right.
That is your issue. If that's what you think, you know, you got a problem, because I'm not going to sleep with you because you bought me dinner or because you took me out 10 times. I'm sorry. That does not entitle you to go in my bed.
Right.
So, Rose, I got to stay with this just for a second before we go to the next one. So, wait a minute. This guy spent all of his money, and now he's thinking, I mean, he's like, well, you know what? Would that be the attitude you give him, Rose? I want to know that.
Well, it depends on how he comes at me. If he is demanding now, like, hey, if he's going to throw it in my face, well, I took you out. That would be my attitude, okay, if he's going to throw that in my face. I didn't tell him up front that if he took me out, I'm going to sleep with him. So since I didn't tell him that, then he was promised nothing.
And see, we're going to do a show on that one, Ms. Blake, because it's like,
yeah. It's
automatic. Sometimes in a man's mind, it's assumed that I'm spending this time with you, I'm spending this money on you. Girl, please, don't even try me like that.
And we say, thank you.
Let's bring in Tony. Tony, just 1 second. We're going to bring Ms. Blake, then we're going to bring in Tony. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
And we say, thank you.
Okay. Tony, let's bring you in. Okay, let's bring you in.
Based on what I just heard, I think most men, some of the men that have those thoughts, they either dealt with several women that has taken them there, so they just assume any woman that they take out is going to do the same thing. Because you do it in this day and age, you have a lot of loose women that don't mind going home with you or taking you home with them. So therefore, when you do find a decent woman that does not allow that, then most men don't know how to accept that, because they have the loose women have have given in. They have so many loose women have given in and just made them feel like it's okay that all women are going to do this. And that's from what I've experienced from many people that I know.
All right, that's a very good point, Tony. We're out of time. They are threatening me, and I want to I want to give you this last comment, and you can close out the show as well. Ready, Ms. Blake? All right,
yes.
This last comment, caller, this is the last one we'll be able to take. We do apologize, you all. The show goes real fast. The female right here, she says, this happened to a good friend of mine. She says, she stayed in a relationship with a man who was very good to her and her kids, but she really did not love him and spoke to me often about it. Unfortunately, she says, when she had to tell him, the man started to stalk her, which caused a great deal of other problems. I think she waited too long to tell him because they were together for 6 years. Ms. Blake, go ahead and tell us what your thoughts are on that, and then we're going to end the show.
She waited way too long. I absolutely agree on that. You need to be to the point, keep it real. We're grown folks. And I'd just like to remind everybody something we talked about at the top of the show. A lot of these great topics, if you really want to go deeper into some of these topics, more mature topics, then join me with the launch of my new show, Two Sips in Conversation, where we will keep it real for the grown and sexy, the classy and sassy. And that's airing at March 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station by calling the number that you dial normally. And
all
that's
right.
It,
on
Dr.
That
Walker.
Thank you, Ms. Blake. On that note, we're clearly out of time, you all. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, you bypass this Friday. Join us next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I say until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.